Well, yesterday the provincial government announced another small step forward towards the eventual replacement for the antiquated dungeon that is Her Majesty's Penitentiary. A site has been chosen and the money set aside for planning. Lawyer and mental health advocate Mark Worshi is one of the voices leading the charge for a new prison and better services. He joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Patty.
So we're talking about a $200 million facility. Some $600,000 will be allocated for the planning in this budget. Is that fair enough?
No. I'll say no for a specific reason. What we need to be aware of is that the government has indicated that the method that they wish to employ to develop and build and manage, in effect, at least administratively, it would seem, in a maintenance sense in the future, this particular facility is a P3 or public-private partnership. And they provided a time frame, which they say at this point is going to produce construction commencement in 2022. The issue is, just so people understand, is number one, P3s are very difficult to define with specificity, but in a normal form, what they are is a financing arrangement with private industry that then inserts the private industry into some aspect of the running of the prison, which varies depending on where you are. And the impact of all of that is they can move forward at glacial pace. So even if we look at 2022, that means we're going to be on top of the next election campaign. And there's questions to my mind at a number of levels, not the least of which is, would any successive government, you know, from another party or from the next Liberal government or whatever, continue with the efforts of this government? And is it necessary for it to take that long? P3s tend to be a bit slow getting off the ground. And secondly to that, there's real-life questions as to whether a private model is appropriate for a prison in particular of all facilities. So I have concerns about whether we're going to see this happen based on those practical implications, and I have concerns about how it is going to happen. And I think, you know, we've spent enough money over the last 10 or 15 years, all parties, to determine, in fact, how much we should be, what we should be doing to replace this prison in the first place. So I'm not sure what the $600,000 is going to do.
Yeah, we've seen what the private sector involvement in prisons has meant in the United States, and it's not a pretty picture. Let's talk about mental health services, Mark. Do we know anything about, they say, you know, there'll be expanded capacity for mental health services in a new penitentiary. Do we know what that means?
No, not as of yet. I mean, there's been lots of talk in the Jessa report and so forth about what should it mean. But a major concern of mine is the announcement was very light on details, right? So the first thing you need to realize is a P3 as a concept is not globally defined. Not everybody agrees on what a P3 even is. And to say P3 is almost to say something meaningless. So the devil is in the details. Mm-hmm. You then end up with a situation where if you're engaged in private financing through engagement with the private sector, you could end up spending, and frankly, the studies, including those by the World Bank, actually suggest you do spend more on developing your facility this way than you would through traditional procurement methods. And then finally, when you step back from all of that, as you just mentioned, the issue about whether it's appropriate to have private industry in there. And I'll frame it this way, from a lawyer's perspective, I mean, the state or the crown has a fiduciary duty to the prisoners once they're in there because of the unique power relationship. But a corporation has a fiduciary duty to itself and to its shareholders to make money. So that's a conflict in a lot of ways. It's a conflict of interest in some sense. The company has to make money, but at the same time, they have to have the best interest of the prisoners. And I don't know how you reconcile those. And as you just referenced and alluded to, there's been some real disasters in this model being deployed all over the world, frankly. So when you look at how mental health services are supposed to look, I mean, we don't even know what the structural arrangement for financing through private industry and running this thing is supposed to look yet, let alone what the mental health service is supposed to look like. So I'm very concerned.
Yeah, so fixed numbers surrounding operations, construction, and then the term of the lease and what happens after 10, 20, 30 years. Yeah. Certainly a lot left to ask. There's also reference to the fact it's going to include capacity to have women who are incarcerated be at HMP versus addressing what's going on in Clarenville. How concerning is that to you?
That's very concerning, too, because the needs of male and female inmates are very different, and I don't know how appropriate it is to be mixing them at this point. So it seems like they're trying to get it all under one roof using a rather amorphous, not well-defined model we don't know much about. And I want people to understand that in many instances when these models are used, you know, worldwide to deal with things like prisons, and I stress it, I don't think a P3 is an appropriate model for a prison in particular. It may be for other institutions. They work better, you know, with hospitals and things like this. But when I step back and I look at it, I ask myself, well, all that these things normally do, really, is put the assumption of public debt down the road, right? So you end up in a 20 or 30-year lease, but you don't put public debt on your books as having taken a loan, rather the companies that you're working with take the loan. But, I mean, you still owe the money. You still have to pay the payment eventually. So, really, it's kind of a shell game banking-wise. Your balance sheet looks better. You look financially healthier, but are you? You know, healthier? Are you really healthier? I mean, you're still in this arrangement that goes on in many instances for 20 or 30 years. We don't know what we're getting. And then at the end of the day, if there's a private entity involved in administration or management, that entity has very little free market incentive to do the best job it can because it's in a long-term contract with a captive consumer base. I mean, the prisoners can't choose another product. There's no competition involved. They're locked in for 20 or 30 years. We end up paying everything we'd have to pay anyway by traditional procurement over the course of, you know, 3 decades or so, and we can't get out. And the next thing you know, you visualize some party down the road in a contract dispute, and we're having the same kind of problems with maintenance and provision of things like food and so forth. So it's all very concerning, and the devil's in the details. We need a lot more information. I'm concerned by the timing and time frames and schedules provided.
Let's talk about the proposed location. A while back, there was some consideration given to Harbour Grace. A 2014 report did indicate maybe the White Hills alongside the existing RCMP detachment would be a good idea. Some 21,000 square foot of facility. Your reaction to the proposed location?
Well, I've already heard. I don't have a big personal reaction to it, but I've already seen in social media that some people have raised concerns that that's a very substantial piece of green space for the city. I can't comment in that in too much detail other than to say we're barely out the gate. People are already taking issue with the location. And I now have to refer to the fact that we've heard similar comments made about the Waterford Hospital being in a floodplain, the new proposed facility anyway. The reason I bring those up when we get to actually making sure these projects happen is if you have the political issues associated with ensuring that your P3 plan actually occurs and survives transitions between parties and governments, that's one obstacle. Another obstacle could be, will there be resistance down the road to the proposed location because of things like environmental concerns, which haven't been looked at yet? And from an advocate's perspective, who wants to see this facility done, you want to ensure in advance that all potential reasons that people who don't want it done are minimized. So right now I'm seeing multiple reasons as to how this could fall or stumble in the future. And then when I look at the timeline, I get concerned. So having seen those concerns raised in social media, I really think they need to be looked at more carefully, and we need to make sure we're putting it in the right place.
Yeah, there's a significant green space issue, a network of trails that are also there, plus there's some federal land ownership that has got to be rectified or resolved before we make any step forward. And plus, we don't even know if the budget's going to be passed, and so that will hold any potential forward momentum on this prison at the whim of the House of Assembly and the timing for when they prorogue to move off and drop a writ to go to the election. So there's a lot yet to be determined. Mark, we always appreciate your time. Let's hope that this is indeed the first step forward to replacing Her Majesty's.
Yes, thank you, Patty, for having me. And I'd like to say I am hopeful it's still on the radar. We've got to keep it on the radar, but my concern is when we do it, it got to get done, and it got to get done right in a way that doesn't violate the rights of the people in it, and at the same time functions and happens. And so I just don't want to see it stumble anymore. It's been stumbling for decades, so we have to be alive to all these details, and thank you for having me.
Good to speak with you, Mark. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's Mark Rushy. He's a lawyer, of course, a mental health advocate, discussing the proposal for a new penitentiary on the White Hills to replace a facility built in 1859 originally, Her Majesty's Penitentiary.